When the heaviest of the rains started falling, rivers swelling, and floodwater surging, the force of the water took down anything in its path, including a freight train. This is all that is left of what has long been a major rail line running through the town of Sumas, connecting the northwest of the United States with British Columbia, Canada. The loaded rail cars were toppled by the force of the water, the steel tracks washed away, and in some parts twisted beyond use. Some of these rail cars were carrying products and farm produce. Others were loaded with lumber.
We have a lot of our industrial park businesses that rely on that railway to transport items, whether going to Canada or south on the railway to the other parts of the state. The longer that the railroad is down and not able to do that transportation, it's just going to hurt the businesses here that rely on that.
It's never a good time for a freight train to derail, but now more than ever. Already supply chains are stressed. At the Port of Vancouver, about 75 kilometers northwest of here, there is already congestion with a backlog of cargo ships, and many roads around Vancouver have been washed out. Add to that these train derailments, and you've got a supply chain that went from stressed to completely broken. Rail officials have begun the difficult task of righting the fallen train cars, but it will take weeks to get the track completely fixed, and likely even longer for this western corner of the U.S. and Canadian border to even get back to normal. Gabriel Elizondo, Al Jazeera, Sumas, Washington.